Oh, hey there. Today's caller is a new side hustler. They are looking for help with customer support. And when your time is limited, such as it probably is for you, right? You have to be careful in spreading yourself too thin. Like, you want to make sure you're starting this side hustle, you're spending time on business development, you actually want to grow the business instead of ending up in a situation where that limited time is spent only doing support. But of course, you need to also do customer support, or at least figure it out somehow. So how do you do it? Practically speaking, that's what we're going to talk about today. By the way, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillibo, your host of this daily podcast, the only daily podcast, in fact, providing tips, case studies, ideas, support for you, in fact, and helping you make extra money without quitting your job. So tips for handling customer service and support. That's our topic for today. It's coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hello, my name is Emily, and I'm calling from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I've just started a side hustle selling organic skincare products, and I'm eager to learn more about how to succeed. One of the things that concerns me is how to handle customer service and support. Can you share some best practices for managing these tasks in a way that is both effective and manageable? I'm pretty busy and want to build this business in a way that doesn't become super overwhelming.
Hey, Emily, thanks for the call. I totally hear you. And thanks for calling in from Ann Arbor. I have fond memories of doing a book event there at Borders, which sadly no longer exists. But thankfully, Ann Arbor still exists. Maybe you got some new bookstores there. Anyway, to the point, handling customer service and support can definitely be a challenge, especially when you're busy. I've kind of run into this where I'm really good at starting a business and growing it to a certain point. But then, you know, when it takes off, I end up spending all my time either putting out fires or just kind of, you know, maintaining, you know, or operating the business as opposed to, you know, doing the creative stuff that was really fun in the beginning. So a couple practical tips that can help. First of all, plan ahead. So, you know, take the time to create a support plan that outlines how you're going to handle inquiries, complaints. Well, you're not going to have any complaints, but, you know, just in case something happens, how are you going to just handle the ongoing communication? What is the flow of that? You know, what is the form on the website that people send inquiries from? You know, what is the email address? Where does all that stuff go? Are there other channels? This is just going to help you be better prepared and more confident when dealing with customers. Now, technology can be a big help here. There are a number of tools available that can streamline this process. I use Help Scout. So shout out to Help Scout. I don't know if they've been a sponsor or not, but I'm a paying customer. So check out Help Scout. There's a few others like this that basically allow you to, you know, manage all of your communication in one interface. If you have virtual assistants or anybody else who's working on stuff, you can send notes, you know, along with the communication so that, you know, everything is kind of organized. I don't know if Help Scout has a live chat tool, but, you know, we've used some of those before as well. Basically, technology or tools can help you through this process. And of course, you want to stay organized. So those same kinds of tools can help with that. Maybe a customer relationship management system, CRM, that just, you know, tracks all everything, makes sure that nothing falls through the cracks. You also want to be proactive. You want to encourage customers to provide feedback and, you know, address any issues that arise. Try to cut things off so that you avoid some of those support questions or support issues. You know, some businesses just kind of flow right along and there's no need for much support at all because of how it's designed. So maybe designing from the outset, you know, to minimize support while still, of course, providing a great service. I mean, I think that's the best approach that can give you time to focus on growing your business. So Emily, and of course, everybody else out there, good luck. I am cheering for you. If you've got a question, something you're dealing with, sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can also access the entire archive history of Side Hustle School completely free on the website. It's such a joy to make this program for you every day. I hope you'll subscribe, follow, come back for more. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.